Hi, everybody. Well, today is the day. Today is Friday. And it's Friday the 13th, so here we go. This is the BBS radio show. And we'll see what happens. Let's clear the date here. So, releasing the energies from Friday the 13th. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, five. And let's do a energize the light beams next. So here we go. Okay, here we go. Energizing your light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And a little more energy. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, here, let's clear that from you. And think of that situation. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if Ann's out there. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Ametron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It's Friday night, so it's paranormal night, and we're happy you're all here. If you have a message you'd like to send to us, we can get it while the show is on. You can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. You can actually send messages anytime during the week, but if you haven't so far, you can still do that. If you have not seen or been to Ron's website, it is creationlightship.com. There are many free healings on there that are wonderful. Ron recently, I think it was on a show, Ron, or it may have been on one of your healing calls, you recommended to do keep running the free healings right now, that it would be good for everybody. So I know a lot of people have been doing that, like the black mist and the green goo and all of that. So we thank you for that, and thank you for clearing the date, because I think it's kind of a weird number, like that, I don't know, witches and stuff have done things in the past with that number, so you probably did us a really great service by clearing today's date. Do we need to do any more work on that ourselves, Ron? Should we clear today's date on the natal barcode or the alien keyword intercept?
Yeah, if you're related to that, yeah.
Okay.
If you have any superstitions or something, or... you know, the day kind of, maybe had a crappy day. And it could be crappy because of the fighting going on, too. But other than that, some people just don't like the number 13, and some may use it for rituals, and you could be hooked into that through rituals. So somebody is doing some psychic attacks on you or spells or whatever using this particular day's energy, you may want to, you know, get on there and clean it out of you. Oh, back to you.
Okay. So on the last show, on Wednesday, you cleared us of cords from the current president, the president-elect, and the woman who ran for president. And we got a couple of comments. A lot of people seem to have felt the woman courting the most. They felt the most relief and relief from that clearing. That's interesting.
Very good.
Yeah.
They not know how they can hook you up without you even realizing it. So, remember, you watch the TV and you hear the news or whatever, that's how they get you.
Right.
So, you know, you just got to be aware of that. You get sucked in and drawn in. Well, say you get drawn in, then you get sucked in. And how far down do they take you, you know? So, remember, they're tapping into your energy system. And once you start realizing what happens, you start going, wow, I don't want to, you know, sell my body, my spirit to whatever is out there that you know nothing about, as far as, you know, what type of rituals they're using. So remember, that's how they work. And that's what they need is your energy. So just by being aware of something like that, you know, you know that you probably want to, you know, back up and run. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, and then someone else wrote, again, they felt it most from that release, but they get worried about the president-elect because of some of the things he's promised to do. But they say they don't like the news about what he's planning to do. So I would suggest perhaps the media clearing. Ron, what do you have to say about that? If someone making announcements about their plans for the future bother you, should you maybe be avoiding that or doing the media clearing?
Yeah, but you got to realize what timeline is that going to be on. See, it sort of sounds like you forgot why we have timeline crashes, okay? So I'll just start over with that. So when you hear something that maybe upsets you, the sky is falling from Chicken Little, okay? Well, it's going to fall on Chicken Little, okay? You know, you're going to be next door to Chicken Little living with him and having it fall on you too? Or are you going to be on another timeline? Because all these things are possible. So what timeline are you living? So that's how you have to look at it. As you know, is it real on your timeline? So right away you know that you got put onto somebody else's timeline. You know, there's once you're in a sense, I guess I don't know what word to use besides oneness, but once you resonate with something that you have complete belief in, we'll say, and your body has that belief, and your spirit has that belief because everything is going, you know, in sync with source energy, then nothing is really going to, you know, affect you. That's what we teach. You know, that's the whole process of why you do timeline crashes, why you do the be here now, why you do the mind to heart drop, is to put you out of time because everything else is in time. So you hear all this stuff in time that's happening. Is it going to affect you? Only if you believe it. Only if you cord into it. So take a different step on it and get into the present moment, because you're sampling all these belief systems. So if you're in fear of that, whatever it is, then you better do timeline crashes and get into a situation to where you're in the present moment where that's not going to happen to you. Because it could happen to everybody else on the planet except for you. So it's up to your own way of looking at stuff. This is why we do the mind of heart drop. So you're, in fact, you're completely missing the boat to what we talk about here, because you're believing in something that could happen, and in source energy, nothing happens. You're free, you're a choice. Well, not even a choice, because you don't have any choices, because you're out of the duality. So what I hear is coming across is that you're in duality and you don't like being in duality. Well, that's what we get you out of. That's why you do the timeline crashes and the mind to heart drop and be here now. All these things are there to, you know, help you out so that you're released from duality. So what I hear you saying is that, yeah, I'm going to be in duality by what this person is saying. Well, you want to do that? But the website has remedies. So maybe you can take off from there, Ann.
Well, I think that's terrific, Ron, because when you do something like listen to the news, or in my case, I have an acquaintance who has quite an interesting set of timelines that he's living on. He's, you know, and it almost, you know, makes me feel even more at peace, because I'm like, wow, look what goes on in people's lives. It's so removed from my experience that I'm glad about it. I don't want to say I'm happy. I don't wish anyone, you know, not well, but it's just there. If you're really at peace and you're really on the creation lightship now timeline of light, you can start to see other timelines and say to yourself, I don't choose to get on that.
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example. I don't drink any soft drinks, you know, Coke or Pepsi or anything like that, okay? And I always thought it strange when, you know, if you go to a restaurant and you see people, they're buying all this stuff. But I go, gee, why would you want to buy colored water for, let's say, a dollar, you know what I mean, in a container with sugar or other stuff in there? It just didn't make sense to me. So they were prepping everybody throughout the years, probably 20 years. So now you have to buy your bottled water in containers. And so all of a sudden, if you look at it, you know, if you pull yourself way back from it, and all of a sudden now they're selling you bottled water in containers, was your water that you used to drink out of the faucet that bad, you know, for, you know, let's just say 30 years, was it that bad? Could have been, but it still was water, you know. And a lot of people have ways of taking that water and purifying it, we'll say. But basically, they took everybody from drinking water out of their faucet that was probably okay to now make them buy bottled water. So you're first primed by having soft drinks in bottled water. And then they go, well, wait a minute. You know, why do we have to add anything to this now? We can just do it a lot cheaper and just sell them bottled water. And, you know, so just think of that, you know. So that's the reality of how you get sucked into timelines. And maybe your water that's out of your faucet is better than what you're drinking out of that, liter of water that you're buying, you know, for a dollar or $2 or whatever. So anyway, I'll just throw that out there. But that's how they conditioned everybody to buy water. So anyway. So what timeline is that? What do they do? What do they put you on the bad water timeline, thinking that you have to buy something that's better than what you have out of your faucet? And it could be better. I'm not saying that's not. But you used to drink it, okay? And then maybe because they found out there's stuff in the water, that we would now buy the other. But, you know, do they disclose what's in the water on the water bottle, okay? Yeah. Wow, we're reading this fine print, and it says fluoride.
Anyway,
back to you.
I remember
they're getting the water from the glaciers, and it's chemtrail water. Run to that. It's great. So back to you.
when those waters first started to come out, I worked in a store, actually, and in a mall, and they had the vending machine guy used to chat with us, and he said, whatever you do, never drink this bottled water that comes from a soda company. He said they took us on this training thing of how they, what they do to the water and where the water comes from. Don't ever drink that stuff. So I never have. I mean, I have drunk the ones that they say they come from a spring or something. But it is much nicer to have a filter in your kitchen and not have all that plastic in your life. Yeah, it's total mass brainwashing, isn't it, Ron? Just, you can't drink the water.
Yeah.
And I heard as a kid in like sixth grade, I remember the science teacher saying there are companies already way back then, well, I won't say how long ago it was, but way back then, there are companies who want to own water and sell it back to us, and we all laughed. We're going to have to buy water, and we're like, buy water? That's ridiculous. Well, he was right. Okay. Should we be timeline crashing these really big issues like that, Ron?
Well, the whole thing is, how does it relate to you?
Right.
Oh, so the timeline crashes are how it's going to relate to you in your reality of what you want a timeline crash. Okay, so you know, you don't want a timeline crash and do timeline crashes for all the poor animals at the dog pound or something, the duck pound, or something like that. It's how it's relating to you, unless you're in there as a dog and you want to do timeline crashing. So the timeline crashes are to take you off of a timeline, nothing else. And naturally, the more that you start viewing things and seeing things, you know, on the TV or radio or physically that you see, and that puts you on the timeline, then, you know, whatever that timeline would be, you want to get off of that. So the whole thing is how they're trying to corrupt you to bring you into another reality. So that's why you do timeline crashing. Yeah, that's why it's on the website.
Right.
So thank you.
Okay. So, Ron, the other thing that you were just talking about on Wednesday's show, I want to just follow up with people. Someone had written in some questions about when someone passes away and what clearings to do, and you had a discussion about that. And someone has a question about the seven-generation all-purpose clearing, the special one. Could I do a deceased loved one emotion and spirit to be able to clear grandparents, the ones that I never met? And I have, oh, this is very interesting. I have a granddaughter, not yet 1 year old. Should I purchase this under her name or maybe get the entity seven generation? And this would be just for my side of the family. My daughter-in-law has her own set of grandparents. So here's what I think, Ron, I think what this question means, and it's been asked before, it's very interesting. Because you go backwards in the generations, it would seem if you did this clearing, one of the seven generations for your child, that it would clear you as well. So can you talk about that, Ron?
Yeah, the seven-generational clearings for a child that is related to you can clear you going back. It may not be 100% effective, like a regular whole lifetime clearing or something, but it will take stuff off of you from that, yes. But you still may want to do it for yourself, but it will help you a lot, yes. It's how it's activated in the child. So let's say that you have an issue of... what could be a good issue? Let's just say that you'd like to, I don't know, we'll just say finger paint, okay? And so with finger painting, you know, you all probably done this, and you have normally different colors that you can use, but for somehow you only chose to use red for finger painting. And so, and you didn't realize there's other colors. So now your granddaughter has that, okay? So she goes in to do finger painting, and, you know, she goes to school, and they say, well, we're going to do finger painting, and she goes, geez, you mean there's more colors besides red? And they go, well, of course. And so now you do the clearing for your granddaughter, because the granddaughter now has the availability of using more colors. Now, when it comes to you, it'll take away some of that density of only using the red color. And now you may have more opportunities shown to you, because you're still living, that, wow, I can get green, and I can get, you know, blue and silver and gold and yellow paint, and I can do, so all of a sudden that energy block that you have is now taken away that you passed on to your child or granddaughter. So that's how it can help you. Hopefully that's kind of understandable, but it will help you in different ways that you won't even know about, but it may open you up to more possibilities, and you know, you may have a different way of looking at things. So that's one way of being creative, is to have more possibilities. Will that put you on more timelines by having different colors? Well, you never use those colors, so probably not, but it'll allow you in this lifetime to see a little more, have some of those veils lifted from you. But yes, it will help you. So that's the way I would suggest that it would help you. Thank you.
Okay, very interesting. And I guess The other part of the question, if I get this correctly, is can they use the seven-generation clearing, the all-purpose one, to clear deceased grandparents? Or should they do the entity seven-generation? And I guess their concern is, maybe this person could write in again and just give us a little more, a few more details. Maybe...
Their relatives
or entities around them.
Yeah, entities, they could get rid of entities, but you want to use the other clearing, the one that would be deceased loved ones, to get rid of that entity. Okay? By doing a seven-generation entity clearing, it may not directly focus on that particular person. The deceased loved one finds that entity and gets rid of it. What if the entity doesn't come to you? They see you doing the clearing, because they're living just like you are. The guy, this person's doing an entity clearing. I don't want to show up in that, around that body right now, because entity clearing works for that time that you're doing it. So let's say you do a half an hour entity clearing. Well, that entity may not come to you in that half an hour of time. So that's the way that one works. What's with you at the time will get rid of them. But, you know, what happens when you're done with the clearing? More can come to you. So normally the entity clearing is mainly used for, like, addictions and things at that time. So, like I've told a few people, they go, man, my son or my daughter or whatever, they're having all these entity problems, with, say, just like drinking or whatever, right? We'll just say drink. You mean alcoholic. Like, well, you know, you want to probably do it maybe four times a day. You're the ones that are coming to them who... maybe come to them at a certain time when they go to a bar or have a drink or whatever. So you want to do that in a very, very strong way and keep on it. So that's why the entity cleaning works. So what's with you at the time in your body, it gets cleared out. You know, if I were to do a, let's just say that hypothetically I did a entity clearing for people on a conference call. So right away you'd probably say, yeah, I'm going to get rid of entities. You're probably going to sign up for it. And then all of a sudden, you know, your goldfish has a tummy ache when the call starts, you know, and you go, I can't get on that call. Because the entities are not wanting you to be there, you know. So that's the way entities are. They want you to, they want to lose your home. Or they all leave you. You go, we'll fix that person. We just won't show up. Or we like them so much, we're going to take them off in a way so they forget about the call. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. And one more, I think this is the last question about the deceased loved ones. Does it matter if you don't have a picture of the deceased loved one? Will the clearing still work?
If you have their name, it would work. You don't have to have the picture, no.
Right. I didn't think so. Great. Okay, so someone sent in... they want to know how many death barcodes they have. You have to send that question to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. He can't answer that on the anything, you know, personal like that on the radio show. So send Ron an email, and he'll be happy to answer that for you.
And I have to know if you've had other ones released from you. You know, this is your first time asking, that I can tell you. But some people ask me, and sometimes it will show up that you could have one, possibly, that you've already cleared. So I need to know, and to make sure that you know, if I told you had five, 3 years ago, and you might not know if you have any now, then I can look at those five, make sure that they're definitely cleared, and then from there make sure that you don't have any more. Normally, once you do it, they're gone, but... you know, there could be always, a slight exception there, but normally once you do them, they're out of you.
Right.
So I don't know if you had any done before and how many you have done.
Right.
In your past, that's all. And then don't forget, after you do that, you know, you talk about death barcodes, you know, some people, they don't do the stress death barcode, you know. So that's on there. Do that one, too. After you do your death ones, then do the stress death barcode. That's a free clearing that comes with it. and then also do one for depression. So you're actually, you know, doing three different clearings. So do that also, the same amount. So back to you.
Okay. So thank you, Ron. Just to shift gears a little, because I don't want to forget about this, Kathy started a wonderful discussion last week. You asked about any good or new movies or TV shows about aliens. And it is Friday night. It is paranormal night. So someone wrote in about to ask you about Jupiter Ascending. That was a really good one. I don't know if you want to talk about that movie a little more, Ron. You've talked about it before.
I can remember the name of the movie, and I remember seeing the people in the movie, the aliens there in the grays. So I don't have maybe more than maybe three snapshots that I kept from the movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That movie is basically a true movie. I'd say it's 99.9% true of what they're doing to us here.
Right.
So, and I remember the light force energy, whatever they're trying to grab from people. But, you know, watch that movie.
Yeah, they had kind of liquid they bathed in. Yeah. It was disgusting. Yeah, that was made of humans.
And then the other movie with the spice was Dune. That's another good movie
right.
to look at. That has similar information in it.
Right.
But the current one, you know, which Jupiter Ascending, yeah, that's a that's what's happening here. Everybody's being harvested. And so now what you have is clones here. So you have, just getting a little sideways, you have humans that are always human, which is probably pretty unusual. And then you have humans that are clones every 10 minutes. So they make you from the dung pile and recreate you, and you have the spirit energy in you, and that's what the humans would be here typically, is a human clone, because you get switched out every 10 minutes. And the aliens make you in the image and likeness of your past energy. And they just pass the baton on with the blueprint, and they recreate you over again every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, you're a different person. So that's what's here on the planet. And then you have, from that, you have the next series, where they're taking the human clone and reproducing a clone from the human. And that's what you see now happening here, is the clone people. So people say, yeah, this guy's cloned out. Well, yeah, they are a clone. They look human, but they're a replica of a human body, but they're not human. And then the next stage is where they take that clone and they start putting hardware inside of them. And all of a sudden now they're like an android or some type of mechanical-looking body. But it still looks like a clone, but it has hardware and programs stored inside of it. And we'll just maybe say it's like, hydraulic hoses and, different types of nanotechnologies working, fiber optics, et cetera. So that's the next stage that will be coming in here. So... And that's probably what the governments are using now for the super soldiers, that technology is doing that. So anyway, maybe they're super duper soldiers, but they probably have their own code name for that. Remember, they're much ahead of us than what we think is going on. They're probably at least 50 years, depending on how much in the know or how much in the bed are they with the aliens, you know, and how much are the aliens willing to tell them about what the different technologies are. Remember, our technologies come from aliens. So, you know, that's where we are here. And we're dealing with alien technologies. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in about a movie, The Signal. It came out in 2015. It stars Lawrence Fishburne. The premise is that artificial intelligence is running the planet. It further suggests that the planet is flat, with a dome all underwater. Also that the planet is all Area 51, among many such areas, all underwater on a large planet of water. It shows us a way out. See it to the end. Enjoy. Have you heard of that one, Ron?
I have not heard of that one again. Wow.
Nope, I've never seen it or even heard about it.
Okay. Well, I'm saving these, so if you're looking for movie tips, we have them, or I can put them on a list. Someone else sent in, there's a movie called Coherence. I have not heard of this. It's about multiple, simultaneous, intersecting timelines. Ron should check this out. It's available on Netflix. A comet is passing close to the Earth, causing strange anomalies. That same evening, friends get together for a dinner party. They hang out, eat, drink, and converse. Then things get weird, weirder and weirder, and then the power goes out in the area. And then multiple timelines encountering multiple doubles of themselves. Wow. I actually had to watch it twice to get the gist of it. Written and directed by, I don't know this person, but maybe people do, James Ward Bierkit. So that, again, is Coherence, is the title.
That sounds good. There's another one now. What is it? Adjustment Bureau, is that right?
That is the name of one. I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah, that one was one where they would be going to different situations or going to different realities, I guess, through timelines. So I remember that was kind of good. I don't know how old it is, maybe 5 years or something. But as you start watching these things, you're going to start to realize what's happened to you in the past and how you may have been able to change reality that, you know, you're living in by changing a situation that's going on with you. That all of a sudden you realize, wow, what happened? You know, this is supposed to happen here, this outcome, and it got changed only because you changed the consciousness and got off of that timeline. Remember, you're on the timeline that you would like to be on because that's where you are. So, you know, look at that situation of where you are, whatever that is. If you don't like it, then definitely change the timeline so you can have a better life. Or you know, you, like I mentioned, you know, ask for a smarter clone in the next 10 minutes, you know. Maybe it will help you out a lot. So that's kind of what a lot of people do now that I talk with. They say, yeah, I'm always asking for a smarter clone. And, yeah, the aliens, you know, oblige me, and they give me a smarter clone, and I'm doing much better. So if your day is going to hell in a handbasket, that's because each 10 minutes, that's where you're headed. And so ask for a smarter clone, and it might just shift on you. But just remember that you are, in a sense, controlling your reality. I'm not saying you can get out of it completely, but you can change the timelines. So if you have an event coming up in your life, we'll say that something's happening to you, like in, say, 5 days, right? And you know that where you are now, it's okay, but in 5 days, it's the highway to hell, you know, and you think about it, and your stomach churns, and you kind of start shaking, and you go, man, this is going to be a bad day for me. Well, all of a sudden, get in there and say, okay, I'm changing the reality, man. I'm going to ask for a smart clone every day, and I'm going into a different timeline. But what the outcome is that I perceive is going to happen, because everybody has told me this, you know, this is bad news. I'm now changing that timeline and keep changing it and put do timeline crashes on it. And that day will come, and the outcome, because there's no more energy there, you know, let's just say that, you know, whatever it is, it's an awful thing for you to go into. We'll just say it's a court situation or something, you know, something that makes you afraid. So, you know, you go and you do all these timeline crashes on it, and all of a sudden you go to court on that court day, and all of a sudden, you, wow, the for some reason nobody shows up, or the person is supposed to be there to, you know, do something to you or whatever. He had an awful cold, not that you gave him a cold, but the timeline shifted, and he's now doing something else, or they forgot about it, or they didn't put the paperwork in, or whatever, you know. So, you know, whatever the situation is, I'm only using the court thing because that's something that most people aren't involved with typically. and you know nothing about it because you go there, you don't have any experience. So naturally, you're probably going to be in fear of maybe going to court. But, you know, it could be anything. Just keep doing timeline crashes on it over and over and over again to change the outcome, because the timeline that you're on is going to typically bring, you know, a result that everybody has told you because they've already experienced it. You don't want to experience something that's bad. So keep timeline crashing it to get out of the aliens copy and pasting you into that awful event. And once they you get out of that, then all of a sudden you're free of it. So I hope I'm making sense to everybody. The timeline crashing is a Band-Aid clearing, but you keep clearing it and clearing it and clearing it, and you know, it may take you 1,000 times to get off of it or more. But just keep doing timeline crashes so that when the aliens finally see you to do a copy and paste, you know, they already went through 999 of them, and you did another timeline crash, and all of a sudden, poop, you know, they hit 1,000, it's there, you do another timeline crash, and it's zero. And all of a sudden, there's nothing for them to copy because there's no record of that happening because you're clearing your record, the memory, the past, and how they're wishing to program you in the future. And so you keep crashing that timeline to get off of that timeline, so you're no longer there. And eventually, there won't be any energy or anything to go from the past, and you're done. So you want to do the, you know, the timeline crash, a normal one. You want to do the upside-down timeline crash. And if the aliens are experimenting with you, you know, strapped to a table doing the different things, and that's the tangent timeline. That doesn't happen that often. But that's why you do timeline crashes. And all of a sudden, you're going to realize that, well, you know, these people that were on a timeline trying to get you, they're all confused now because there's no more energy there. Like, you don't exist. And they're not going to want to know what to do with you. And they may even forget about, a court case will say, go into court because there's no energy there. And they're going to go, oh, man, what's going on here? I forgot about it, you know? So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. You know, and it could be any situation that you're dealing with. Keep timeline crashing it. So back to you.
So, Ron, I have a question. If you have an anniversary of an incident coming up, should you timeline crash that too, or is it better to just stay heart-centered and on the timeline so that you're not affected by that date and clear the date when it comes?
Okay. So let's see. Let's say that you had a car accident, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are we on now? We're in January, right? So we'll say February 1st you had an accident and a car wreck, okay? And, you know, you still have time. We'll say you got half of a month to go, a couple of weeks here to crash it. So you go, okay, well, I know I had an accident in February 1st. I could wait till that time and do, you know, maybe do a clearing on your natal chart, you know, barcode. You could do different things. Maybe it's now on your psychic billboard, but the date is there. So you want to get rid of the whole situation. You don't want any memories. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You want zero memories. Because the memory will bring you into that timeline. So keep doing timeline crashes on it. Then the day will come, and because you have no experience now, if you cleared out all the timelines, right, you don't have any experiences there. The memory shouldn't even be there because of no experience. You're only relating to your past experiences. So I'll keep clearing it until that date becomes neutralized for you. So that's what I would do. Because it'll still be sitting with you, and whatever happened, like the car accident, of maybe having, a broken arm or something, or just the trauma, whatever would be there, it's still going to be there because you're relating to your accident. You want to get that date out of there, and you want to get rid of the accident. So I'd probably clear the date on timeline crashing, along with at the same time you can do the accident itself. If you had an injury, you know, remember your car got damaged. That's one thing. You got damaged maybe, and the date. So maybe do those three things and get them out of your memory because the timelines are attached to your memories. And that's why we say be in the now, do the mind-to-heart drop. So all of a sudden, all those systems are working for you to release yourself from that situation, because it's a memory. No memory that didn't exist for you. So does that help, Ann?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Ron. That's terrific. All right. That was wonderful information about timeline crashes. Thank you so much. Actually, let me just see, because someone had a question. I want to get back to the movies, of course, but someone had a question about, and this was actually last week. I don't know if this is a timeline crash situation. My son's checkbook has been missing for 2 months. Can I ask the aliens to return his checkbook?
Boy, yeah, you can, but that's a long time ago. Yeah, you can ask them, and if I don't know how they store their records, okay? I know if something's pretty recent, you'd probably have some pretty good luck of having it come back within maybe a week. A couple of months, boy, I just don't know.
You'd have a couple of weeks, not months. But
yeah.
Would timeline crashing help there or not? Lost checkbook?
The timeline crash would invalidate you having a checkbook.
Oh, okay.
With memory on it, okay?
Right.
So, you know, it's designed to get rid of, you know, like if you have trauma on it, you could do timeline crashes. And that's what you do is put events in and different things that's bothering you. You know, as far as asking the aliens, you know, you'd have to probably go back in time if you could do that, maybe. I just don't know, you know. There's thousands of aliens, so maybe they only have you one time. And they don't even know who you are now. So asking, you know, may not do that. You know, I'd try it, you know. Ask them to bring your checkbook back.
And then they should say that out loud, right?
Yeah, I'd say it out loud and see what happens, you know. Then what do they do with your checkbook, you know? You know, it's possible you could be on timelines writing checks with no money in your account, and you could be actually imprisoned, we'll say, because maybe you broke some law by doing that, and you could be, in a prison somewhere, in a fake earth, for writing checks, and you don't even know about it. So you see if that rings true to you. But remember, every timeline that you have, is, you know, you are experiencing that with your body on a timeline. So if your checkbook is gone, are you gone too? Are you out there with your checkbook? That's another way to look at it, you know? So, anyway, we're kind of going a little in the sci-fi realm, you know, but that's what happens, okay? And this is our sci-fi night, so I guess that's okay. So you have to look at your situations and what's going on, you know? If there's something that bothers you and hurts you and makes you upset and puts you in fear, then you want to timeline crash that scenario. So if I had mentioned that you could be in prison right now or in jail for writing bad checks because you lost your checkbook here, but up there you may be writing them, if that bothers you, then you're there. Start doing timeline crashes on it. Get off of that, because it could eventually come back into this timeline where that they can force you to do that. Because they're your handlers, okay? So these handlers are handling you on that timeline, and they could be handling you here, and you could have that same energy come to you, and you could forget to put money into your bank account, and you could be writing checks with not sufficient funds and end up with maybe having $500 of check fees, you know, not knowing what the hell is going on. So, you know, the whole thing is, that's why you want to not have memory, and that's why you want to be in the now and live in the present moment, so none of this crap is going to be happening to you. Remember, you're in duality when you're not in the moment. Like I said initially, a true human will always be in the moment, okay? And then from there, you have the ones that are human clones, which almost everybody is here that we call human, which is probably 5% of the population. But they're still switched out every 10 minutes. So they're a cloned human replica. That's why you can ask for a smarter clone. It can help you out wonderfully. And then from there, you know, like I said, from there they created the clones, which have no human energy in it at all, no spirit. And then from there they create the cyborgs and the other energies that are out there with, you know, mechanical parts inside of these bodies that look human. So, you know, androids and things. Just like that, those beings on some of the sci-fi movies. Remember the one with, Sigourney Weaver with that the gentleman that was like, you know, you just see part of his body with his head talking and the white, silicone melt coming out of him, you know? And he looks human, you know? Yeah, that was the Alien movie. So anyway, that's a clue. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And back to discussing movies, somebody sent in, it's not a movie, but something very interesting. They actually sent it to you, so you may have looked at it. On the TV show TMZ, which is kind of like a Hollywood gossip show. I have seen it once or twice. He writes, TV show admits clones exist. TMZ show briefly discussed soccer players are made in a laboratory. Have you had a chance to see that yet, Ron?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, the subject line is TV show admits clones exist, so when you have a moment... I have not watched it either, but it looks, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I was watching something on YouTube. Somebody came across here, and they were talking about how the Queen actually told the people around her that she was not human. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, that's what they said, that she was talking to people about that, you know, I would have to actually see her say that because there's a lot of disinformation out there. But if she did say it, and if it is true and they have footage of that, then, you know, why not? You know, we've probably, you know, already kind of agreed to that. But, you know, it was supposed to be, you know, out there in the public. So anyway, I can't say one way or the other on it. For obvious reasons, but anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay. The next person wrote in about Star Trek Insurrection. It's a 1998 movie. The tagline is, "The battle for paradise has begun." Captain Picard and his crew of the Enterprise rebel against Starfleet after they discover a conspiracy with a species known as the Sun'a to steal the peaceful Baku's planet for its rejuvenating properties. The alien, well, I won't read all of this. I can send it out if people are interested. It's very interesting. And she says the special effects depicting outer space were completely computer generated, which was the first for a Star Trek film. Insurrection was the highest grossing film on its opening weekend, making $22.4 million.
Wow, so if I heard you right, too, you have a list of these that you can send to people. Is that correct that they request
I can kind of put them in list form.
Okay, that'd be great because, you know, remember, when you watch a movie, kind of glean out of it what seems to be real for you. And what we probably have talked about, because you're just connecting dots. But, you know, if you get fearful of watching a movie, then, you know that you're probably there. So do timeline crashes on it. Especially if you see the alien shooting at you and you happen to, you know, cover your head or something during the movie. You know that, uh-oh, you know, guess what? I was probably there and I was
one of the people in the movie as a stunt person on planet W or something, you know, and I better do some timeline crashes because I got abducted to be in that movie. So, you know, whatever, you know, you feel like, and if it, you know, like if it bothers you, then you got to timeline crash it because there's a reason for that. So anyway, you know,
right.
All you're doing is trying to glean information to see where you are. Unfortunately, sometimes I used to say curiosity kills the, you know, whatever, and that's what can happen too, you know. So, you know, you want to be careful of what you tune into, you know. So that's the whole situation that you got to deal with. Is do you really want to watch something that might put you on the timelines, because it possibly could, okay, as you're getting your data, information, and that could be good or bad for you. Because by having information, it could set you free, because now you start seeing more, but you may have to do timeline crashes on it. You know, ideally, you know, that's why you want to be innocent like a child will say, because a young child doesn't know anything and they're innocent. And that's where you want to be. So the more you view and see, the more you're going to be contaminated. So there's two ways to look at, you know, what we're talking about here. So anyway, if you're in the present moment, you're in the mind of heart drop, you could watch it probably, and you may not be affected hardly at all with it or never affected. But you can at least watch it and see what they're talking about. So anyway, it's hard to, that's what I do, is I just watch. I don't react to anything. It doesn't matter what they're doing. I just watch it and kind of see what's coming down the pike or what I need to know about to help people. So back to you.
Yeah, that's great, Ron. I watched the movie Jackie, which is not about aliens, as far as we know, but I did remember all of that, and I thought, wow, it's so sad, and it's about Jackie Kennedy, and I remember it too, but I thought, well, I stayed pretty neutral, but then I caught myself as I was falling asleep kind of remembering the movie and calling scenes back and, you know, slipping out of my heart center. So I cleared it on the skin aura clearing, one of those options, and I've done this before and it works great. One of the options is seeing and vision you can clear, and that really helps. I just run it through all the way. Each item is only 15 minutes, or rather the default is 15 minutes, and often that'll be enough for a small thing like that. And then if it isn't enough, then I go back again and I do each one for 600 minutes, each clearing on there. So I just thought I'd share that. Because you think, oh, I'm staying really neutral through this. It's not pulling me in emotionally. But then if it comes back to you, I think it caught you in some way, right?
Yeah, that is correct. What's interesting is that it came across on YouTube, whether this is right or not, but I think it probably is. Mr. Trump found out that his Secret Service is aliens. So we all have seen those around the last, I guess our current president, seeing the aliens there. They have pictures of those guys. And then I mentioned about that really big hand as you're walking, which you probably have seen. I know a lot of people have commented on that person as they're walking down a sidewalk, and the outside alien next to the curb has a big hand. The bodyguard did, or whatever, Secret Service, whatever you want to call them. But anyway, the bottom line is he wanted to get, doesn't want to have those Secret Service agents because they're aliens, that's what they said. And now he's having the Russians become his bodyguards. So that's interesting. So, maybe you heard our show. Who knows? And he goes, well, I got to watch, look at that big hand Ron's talking about. Holy shit, man, it's gigantic, you know? You know, you never know. I don't know. But so there we go.
Okay.
Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Here's another just fascinating email we got from a listener. apparently there's a man named Phil Schneider who's a geologist.
And he's one of the underground tunnels. Yeah, he's a good friend to LB. Like, yeah, and I have some of his videos. Yeah.
Okay, so this listener wrote in and sent some links. It's a story that goes in depth and goes along with what Ron says about the tunnels and aliens that are in America and possibly the world and other places. Ron said a while back you can go in through tunnels from East Coast to the West Coast, and some of those are built by Phil Schneider because he's a geologist and his crew, and he sent some links, Yahoo, and, oh, yeah, they're actually Yahoo, not on YouTube. But then another thing he sent in, Valiant Thor, a galactic humanoid that lives 450 years, and he is under the arrest of our government and might still be with them. And he has a link to that as well. So thank you for sharing that with Ron and everyone. Have you ever heard of that one, Ron?
No, I haven't, but I'll have to check that out.
Okay. Now I'm checking our time. Okay, we're getting beginning to run out of time. We have so many emails here to get through. Somebody sent in a nice testimonial for the Hope Clearing. Hi, Ron. I ran the Hope Clearing that you generously gave us. Today, I suddenly felt like I shifted gears into more joy and peace, and it dawned on me that it was the Hope Clearing really kicking in. Thank you.
Yep, that's why I sent it out. Because it somehow takes away things that are preventing you from having hope. So great, wonderful.
Yes, and thank you. Okay. There's one thing.
Yeah. And remember, the hope that you're having is being in the present moment. That's where your hope comes from. So, you know, if you want to get more into the present moment, so that clearing can help you, become more of, say, who you are by not being out on timelines and having your thoughts controlled by something outside of yourself. So that's why you want to always be in the present moment. So back to you.
Right, and you know, I forgot to mention, one person wrote in that they were absentee. They heard us talking about it on the show. So if somebody paid to be on Ron's last healing call, which was January 7th, which, by the way, I know a lot of people couldn't pay before the call, but you can now pay. You can still click on Ron's website and get through to that. But if you were on the call, absentee, Ron did give this away, so you can send in an email, and we'll give you the codes to that. And someone else wrote in, I'm actually excited about my future. Thanks, Ron.
Great.
That is great. And
okay, looks like we're getting close to 5 after here.
Okay. So we'll see.
Yeah, we got our call tomorrow, Saturday, the 4-hour, and then we have a 7-hour call on Sunday. The one tomorrow starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, and the 7-hour call is 10 o'clock Pacific on Sunday. So that'll be the start of our consecutive Sundays here coming up. So, and we do the call tomorrow. I'm going to be doing water for people, 7 containers of water. So if you're brand new, you know, probably get a gallon container for each day. So get 7 containers of water. And then we do other water charging, too, for the call. You know, normally you get maybe a glass or two of that, unless you want a lot of skin misting water. But aside from that, we'll be having that tomorrow. Anything else you want to add, Ann?
That's right. No, that's it. That's it. Just tomorrow night, try to be on this radio show and live because it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And thank
you
all. We have a lot of emails we didn't get to tonight.
Okay, so let's do the Mind to Heart drop. So if you're a newbie, you want to count from 10 to 1 afterwards. If you've been doing it for a week and you know that it works and your body's used to it, then 3-2-1 is, you know, very good. But we'll do it the long way. So here we go. It starts off, you have to command your spirit out loud. You can whisper it or talk. Normal conversation, if you like, whatever works for you. But you need to get those words out so your body is feeling the words. That's why you're saying that, so you're waking your spirit up. So here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go, counting from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. You feel your thoughts dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. So blessings. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you hopefully tomorrow on the 4-hour call, 1 o'clock Pacific. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners, for listening. And we'll see you later.